My guest at this time is Deneen Borelli. She is the Outreach Director at FreedomWorks, and she is the author recently of Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation. Deneen has often chronicled, and on several occasions has been the subject, of pretty vicious backlash as a result of being a conservative black woman. One of the latest examples of this centers around Washington Redskins star young quarterback Robert Griffin III, who on Tuesday sent out a tweet that said, quote, "In a land of freedom, we are held hostage by the tyranny of political correctness." There's no clear indication of what he was referring to, but many believe it was in response to a Washington, D.C. council member suggesting that the Redskins scrap their controversial nickname and replace it with Red Tails. Griffin then endured quite a severe backlash on social media, but also took back to Twitter to defend his position as well. And Deneen, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Is this just an issue where people get upset about the issue of the Redskins, do you think? Or is this about, as you have discussed so many times, an issue of a prominent black person having a position that's outside the liberal mainstream?
Well, no, that's exactly the point, because you have too many people who don't believe in independent thought. They'd rather have individuals who follow the crowd and fall in lockstep with a certain mindset. And I applaud RG3 for being vocal, because this isn't the first time that he's done so. I applaud him for speaking out, because there is a big concern about too much political correctness going on in our country, and there are way too many people who are just staying silent on the issue.
Do you expect this to be in any way impacting his reputation going forward, particularly if he tends to speak out against this particular type of activity again? Or is this something that's going to be in the background and basically his reputation is going to be depending on what he does on the field?
Well, his reputation really is are the results that he brings to the table. He's a great quarterback. He's a young man. He's got his own mind. He graduated from college. He's a responsible individual. It seems to me there should be a better focus on his character, his conduct, and his position in society, and in fact being a role model, especially to our young people, versus trying to put words in his mouth and demonizing him for being an independent individual.
What is it about black folks in particular when they express an opinion that is not reflective of the typical liberal position on an issue? Why do you think there's perhaps in some cases more of a backlash than if someone else had done it?
No, you're absolutely right. And the reason for that is because it's all about control. The people on the left, they are unable to control people's words and their actions. When you have someone like RG3 or someone like Dr. Benjamin Carson, even myself, who is vocal about liberty and people being independent and not relying on the government, for example, that's a problem for those on the left who want to control the message. And when I mentioned RG3 and Dr. Carson is the epitome of someone who is a great role model for society, and especially our young people. He grew up with many, many challenges throughout his life, and he is the success story that needs to be told, but that is what the left does not want to be happen, because of the fact that America is an exceptional country. Anyone can succeed no matter what your challenges are, but as long as you apply yourself and you work hard, you will get good results and have a great, successful life. More and more people need to be like RG3 and other black conservatives and speak out about the importance of being independent individuals and not be afraid to speak out, because in that way you're an example to other individuals to step up and speak out as well.
Talk about that a little bit more, because some people might say, well, just because someone shares a physical or genetic characteristic with me doesn't necessarily mean they're going to have a greater impact on what I believe, but when folks like Dr. Ben Carson or RG3 or yourself, in fact, do speak out in a way that's against what most folks might expect you to say on a given subject, how do you think that resonates perhaps more deeply than a lot of us might realize in the black community?
Unfortunately, when a situation like this happens, that is to set an example for others to not do the same thing, for anyone else to not be vocal about what they really think. And unfortunately, that works. It's something that is very effective, making people an example of something, and no one else is going to step up and challenge the so-called status quo. I wrote my book Blacklash really to call out the failures of the liberal left and to also set an example for any American, not just Black Americans, but any American, to be vocal, be true, and speak out about what you believe in, your core values, and not just follow the crowd.
Do you think the word tyranny is appropriate to be connected to political correctness?
Well, he absolutely laid out the definition of it, and it's pretty funny that he did so because he was getting criticized about using that word. And again, it's all about control. And so I think he did a good job turning this whole thing around, being vocal about what he felt about changing the name of the team from the Redskins. And again, I think we need more people in society to not be afraid to speak out and hold the left accountable when they try to demonize and criticize someone just for speaking out. Again, this is America. Anyone should be able to do and say whatever they want as long as they are not harming someone else or taking someone else's property.
And it's interesting that this kind of played out on back-to-back days with the Jason Collins announcement that he is gay. On Monday, there was almost universal adoration, and any criticism of the lifestyle was immediately blasted by folks in the quote-unquote mainstream. But Griffin, of course, got a very different answer just less than 24 hours later.
Well, that just shows you the double standard of what we're facing here in our country. These two individuals and what they do and what they say. And, you know, again, it's unfortunate how this has shifted into the debate that it has become. But we need more people to be vocal, more people to stand up, and, you know, just hold those on the left accountable when they attack anyone who is, trying to stand for what they believe in and be vocal and true to their core beliefs.
Last question before we let you go, Deneen. Do you ultimately believe that this is getting better from your perspective because more prominent conservatives in minority groups are feeling free to state opinions that are not in the mainstream of what people might expect them to say? Or does the viciousness of the backlash suggest that it's going the opposite way?
No, I think it is getting better. I am in contact with a number of Black conservatives who are looking to me as an example of what they can also do and what they can achieve and be vocal and write about free market, write about liberty, and talk about the importance of independence and smaller government. I think it's taken a long time for us to get to where we are, but I do see a change coming about, and I do believe there will be more people who will be vocal and hold the left accountable anytime something like this situation arises. I do feel that that is happening.
Very interesting. Deneen, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Deneen Borelli is Outreach Director at FreedomWorks. She is also the author of the recently published book, Blacklash, How Obama and the Left Are Driving Americans to the Government Plantation. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.